Ukraine's president today floated a possible compromise to a Russian demand that Kyiv give up territory in the eastern Donetsk region. Volodymyr Zelensky spoke after he met with senior administration officials and sent new edits to the document at the heart of the U.S. push to end the war in Ukraine. Nick Schifrin is here following all of this. So, Nick, what does Zelensky say today about this crucial question, the fate of Donetsk?
It is crucial, Jeff, because any Ukrainian withdrawal from territory it controls today would be illegal under Ukrainian law. And this is by far the most contentious part of the peace plan for Zelensky. So let's take a look at the map. Zelensky says, and other European officials confirmed to me, that the current deal would have Ukraine give up the portion of the Donetsk region that it controls. It's that white portion right there inside the Donbass. Russia has failed to capture it through 11 years of war. That would give Russia control over the entire Donbass. Zelensky said today that the U.S. is now calling that area, quote, free economic zone. Russia calls it demilitarized. And in a meeting with the Americans that included Jared Kushner, Steve Witkoff, Secretaries Rubio and Hegseth, Zelensky said that he told the Americans, quote, our position is to remain where we stand, meaning on the front lines. And later added, the Russians want the entire Donbass, but we clearly do not accept this. Zelensky said to the Americans, who would govern this territory if it's demilitarized? He quoted them saying, quote, they do not know. But later, when asked by journalists whether he was willing to accept this proposal, he replied, this will be answered by the people of Ukraine, whether in the format of elections or in the format of a referendum. And that suggests he's considering not rejecting this proposal and instead coming up with a compromise and asking Ukrainians this fundamental question, are they willing to give up territory in exchange for a U.S. security guarantee and economic investment?
So what then are the other sticking points?
One of the major sticking points is the fate of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. This is Europe's largest power plant, and Russia occupied it in the first days after the full-scale invasion. Zelensky said today, and European officials confirmed to me, that the U.S. is now proposing that the plant be jointly run by the U.S. and Russia. Ukraine, of course, wants Russia to give up the plant entirely. Another major issue, will the U.S. recognize territory that is currently occupied by Russia? European officials tell me that the U.S. recently inserted a phrase of legal recognition for territories that Russia has occupied since 2014 or since the full-scale invasion in 2022. And now Ukraine and its European allies, in the most recent draft sent to the United States last night, they've removed that language from the draft. Zelensky also said this, that he wants any security guarantee from the United States to be a treaty, and that would have to be approved by Congress.
We believe this document should be approved by the United States Congress. This would mean real, solid, legally binding security guarantees for our country.
Zelensky said there was no, quote, ultimatum deadline, Jeff, but that the U.S. wants a, quote, understanding of where we stand by Christmas.
You mentioned Ukraine's European allies. What are they saying about all of this today?
Today, the Coalition of the Willing, that's led by the United Kingdom and France, they met virtually to talk about how they can support Ukraine in the future, including sending troops into Ukraine to enforce a ceasefire. And afterward, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte had a really stark warning that to his European colleagues that we, as in NATO, might be Russia's next target.
I fear that too many are quietly complacent. Too many don't feel the urgency, and too many believe that time is on our side. It is not. The time for action is now. Conflict is at our door. Russia has brought war back to Europe, and we must be prepared.
Jeff, that is a fundamental divide. You have a NATO Secretary General talking about Russian invasion of Europe possible, and the White House releasing a document, National Security Strategy, talking about strategic stability with Russia and creating economic investments with Russia as part of a Ukraine deal. That's a real divide right at the heart of the transatlantic relationship.
Indeed. Nick Schifrin, thanks to you as always.
Thank you.